Oh my God, Liv. People are always coming to me asking how to make six figures as a life coach. And I'm like, what? Like, it's hard?
It's easy if you just go to class. To get our free class on how to make six figures in your coaching business, all you need to do is text the words six figures to 813-212-8869.
Again, text six figures to 813-212-8869 to get our free class on how to make six figures as a life coach today.
Now let's get back to the episode.
It's time to pick up the phone. Answer that call.
This call is your calling and you can't hide from it or ignore it.
That passion you have to help people and make a difference isn't going anywhere. You deserve to get paid and paid well doing work you love and changing lives.
Everything in your life has led you here, and now we're here to help you figure out how to make your destiny your reality.
Welcome to Six Figure Certified Coach, the podcast hosted by Inner Glow Circle.
IGC is an internationally accredited life coaching school created to take your existing professional skills paired with your life experience and turn it into a six-figure coaching business.
We've trained thousands of successful coaches, and now it's your turn.
Let's get focused, get real, and get you six-figure certified. Welcome back to another episode of Six Figure Certified Coach, the podcast. My name is Liv Chapman. I am your host today. And it's just me, and we are going to be diving in to sales. Sales is a recession-proof skill, and whether you are selling coaching or an idea or any type of service or product, you need to know how to sell. There are a lot of companies that are thriving despite the recession. There are coaches, there are consultants, service providers, therapists, Reiki healers, massage therapists, you name it, who are all still killing it despite the economy. And the one skill I can guarantee they all have is that they know how to sell. And I want to go through that with you today. If you have not already, I want you to go right now, pause this podcast and go right now to innerglowcircle.com/script. Because we are going to be going through a complete sales call script template. So it's a little bit of a script and it's a little bit of a template because we are not robots and you are not going to sell exactly like I sell and your service is not exactly the same as mine. So there is a template aspect to this so that you can personalize this script for your products, your services, and ultimately your ideal client. So go there now, get the script and follow along because this is absolutely a do now episode. And this is absolutely going to change the game for you when it comes to being able to confidently sell your services. So a little bit of information that I have found super helpful lately. So in IGC, we always say like you're playing for the phone call. You're playing for the phone call, meaning that the KPI or key performance indicator of an excellent coaching business, and coaching could also mean any service, is booking sales calls. Here's the information that you need to know. 92% of service-based businesses are closing sales on the phone. That means that when you are on the phone with a prospect, that's your chance. That's your moment. And if I was on a stage or if I was performing or giving a talk, I would absolutely want some type of script or minimum a flow or a layout of the call so that I knew I was going to quote unquote nail my performance every time. Okay. So pull out that sales call script and we're going to go through it. I recommend for pretty much any standard service that you aim for a 30-minute sales call. Anything beyond that is probably going to go too far into, you know, coaching or actually offering the service versus being the advisor, being the consultant. I always prefer to call it a sales consultation or a coaching consultation or whatever service consultation because you are not really showing up as coach necessarily on those calls or whatever service you're providing, you are showing up to say like, are you the right person for this service? And let me help you make the best decision so that your problem gets solved. So it's a little bit more telling or advising your prospect on what to do. If it gets too long, you're going to end up giving too much and ultimately probably bombing the call. That's when you get those objections that are like, wow, this was so helpful. Now I'm going to go do it by myself. Let's avoid that. Okay. So a sales call layout looks like this. You have an opening. So that's your little greeting. It's only a couple of minutes. It's where you, you know, talk to your potential client. We're going to get into that more in a second. The biggest chunk of the sales call is going to be in fact finding. That's where you're asking the right questions to make sure that you are getting your prospect on the right product or service or program or offer or whatever it is. Then you're going to present the offer. That's a quick presentation. And then you're going to do the close. Okay. So in the script, we have opening is about 2 minutes, fact finding is about 15, presenting the offer is about 3, and the close can be up to 10. Okay. If you would like to structure that a little bit differently, this template allows you to, you know, write out what your layout for the call is. I highly encourage, if not tell you directly, follow the format that we give you. Opening, fact finding, presenting, closing. Don't change that. But if you like to do a shorter call or a longer call, this template gives you space to structure that out. Okay. So we're going to start with the opening or the greeting. So you want to greet your prospect. You want to reference their application or anything that you know about them, or how you got connected. So here's an example. I'm so excited that we get to chat today. I read through your call application and I'm so impressed. This call will be about 20 minutes or 30 minutes or whatever length it is, and I will learn as much as I can about what changes you are looking to create, as well as walk you through how we can make all of that happen together. Sound good? Great. Write your opening. If you're following along, pause now and write out your opening. How would you shift that or change that to align with how you acquire your leads or how they found you? And maybe it's different for each and every person, but quite frankly, I would personalize this before every single phone call, especially at the beginning. The next thing we're going to move into is the fact-finding portion of the call. This is the major, most important section of a sales call. When we're teaching six-figure sales, that's our sales course in IGC. Typically, the breakdown when we are listening to recordings of our students' actual sales calls or practice sales calls, it is usually in that they did not get the right information from their prospect to actually be able to move into the close. So if you do not know why your ideal client or your prospect is on the phone with you, you are not going to close that sale. If you do not understand their vision, their blocks, their perception of possibility, their perception of the solutions that will work for them, and if you are unable to answer their questions around any of these things, you are not going to effectively be able to move into the presenting of the offer or the close. Okay? You have to understand why they booked that call with you and what they truly need to get out of working with you to be able to move into the close. Okay? So the first part of that is understanding your prospect's vision. You can ask that by, what is your vision for your life, your business, your career, your health, whatever category you're offering a service in? Then you want to ask what else, and you want to acknowledge what they say. You need a few of those options as questions. So a few different ways to ask them about their vision. What do you want for yourself? You could even say, what inspired you to book this call today? Or if you know something more specific about them, like, I saw that you booked this call after I shared a post about my weight loss journey. Where are you at in that? What's your vision for your overall health? Okay, so you need a few questions that really get the full picture of what the ultimate outcome that your prospect wants is. Okay, and then we're going to move into the blocks. Said it a million times on this podcast and in real life, but people can Google how to do anything. Will they do it? Often, no. I mean, sometimes yes, but if it's something hard, if it's something that they've been trying and failing at or start and stopping over and over again, there's usually a block there. And it is our job in the consultation to figure out what it is. So once they've declared their vision, they've told you everything they've wanted, you have taken notes on this, you want to ask, what do you think is in the way of that happening? What is stopping you? What has stopped you in the past? What is the block here? Okay? You need to understand their pain point or their block. And it gives you some space in this template to, you know, formulate those questions right away. Here's the thing. This is often where prospects will come to us and say, it's money. Money is what stopped me in the past. And that's why, like, I don't even know if I should be on this call because I don't know how much it costs and blah, 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 blah. Or they'll say, like, I mean, the block is that I don't know if I can afford this. And I know you can help me, but I don't know if I can afford this. Here's what you're going to say. I totally hear you. That's a big part of why so many people come to coaching, whatever, or whatever, fill in your service. I'm going to walk you through all of that, but I can't do that until I truly understand more about you and what you want for your life or your business or your career. And I need to understand that before I can tell you what the best thing is for you, before I can present you, you know, which coaching package or which service is right for you. So let me ask you a few more questions. Money aside, what do you see possible for yourself? And that's where we move into the next part of the fact finding, where we're talking about possibility. So if money wasn't an issue, if time wasn't an issue, if whatever they said their block is was removed, if that was removed, what becomes possible for you? If you had the right support to create the income that you desired, if you had the right support to leave the job that you hate, if you had the right support to lose that last 10 pounds, if you had the right support to heal your body, whatever it is you're offering them, what would be possible? How would your life look different? To me, this is the most important question. Because once you know what they see as possible, when this block is removed, it's like the floodgates open and you now have an in to be able to say, this is how I can support you in solving that problem and making all of this possible. We're going to get there though. Okay. So you want to have some fact-finding questions that truly allow you to see what your client or prospect believes is possible. Okay. So you're going to go through all of that. And then you need to understand your prospect's idea of solutions. So this is where you're almost getting your prospect to sell themselves on what you offer. So I'm just going to use one of our examples, but how do you see coach training as providing that solution for you? How do you see insert name of group coaching program or insert one-on-one life coaching services? Have them tell you how they believe that your product or service is their solution. Okay? So to understand what they see as a solution, you need to ask them. So you booked this call with me today. How do you see this as being the solution? How do you see this as being the, you know, path that it takes to go from where you are now to, and this is where you would want to use their language, all of these things that you said are possible for you. Okay. Have them really getting into this. And if they don't answer enough, say like, what else? What else would you need to feel fully supported? And then as they're saying those things, you can also say, great, that's exactly what I do. That's exactly what we do in this course. That's exactly what we do in this coaching container. That's exactly what we do in this program. Okay? So you want to understand and have them articulate what their solutions are and why they chose you or got on the phone with you to be the one that leads them to those solutions. So in doing that, this is where you also want to be prepared. So this template gives you space to be able to do that. When they are saying what they need, this is where it's really helpful to have kind of a list of features of working with you or what your product or service offers. So for example, some people might say like, I really need more accountability. I think my biggest breakdown is that I just don't have any accountability in my life. I don't have someone actually holding me to the things that I say that I want to do. So I would say, okay, what do I have in my group program or course or one-on-one offering that allows for accountability? Great. accountability is something that is super important to me as well. Actually, when you enroll in coach training, not only do you have a lead trainer that is supporting you every step of the way, you also have a full class of other women who are not going to let you fall to the wayside. They're going to hold you up when you can't hold yourself up. And you're also going to have a partner coach in class. So you will have someone to go to every single week and to co-work with and to practice your coaching with. There is truly no woman left behind in this course. Okay, so you'll want to go through what the features are in your offers or products or services that will align with, you know, what the ideal clients that you have or the prospects that you have are coming to you with. Like, what do you already know that they need? And the more sales calls or sales consultations that you have, the more you're going to learn this information. But I can guarantee if you have some type of offer that you've already crafted, then you know some of the features of that, right? Like weekly calls, accountability sheet, tracking system, worksheets that they get, or a workbook, or access to this Facebook group, or Voxer support, or what are all of those components of your package that ultimately you can weave in when the client says, you know, I really need someone to check in with, or I really wish I had a way to not only think about all of my ideas, but get them down on paper. Great. Like, you're filling in the blanks there with what your product or service, or even just how you deliver it, offers them that solution. Really helpful to have on hand too. You want to go into the sales call with everything. Everything. You may not need a script forever, but I have to be honest, even now, if I cover a sales call for someone inside of IGC, I'm using the script. There's no reason not to. Like, if you know it works, and I promise you this format works, it's how we run all of our sales calls, no matter what product we're selling inside of IGC, it's going to work for you. It may take some tweaking, and by working, I don't mean you'll necessarily have 100% close rate, but you very may well, you might. So you're going to go through the features, and then you're going to give your prospect space to ask questions, okay? So when you're about to move from the fact-finding section and stay there, ask what else, ask for more clarity. If you are getting vague responses from the person on the other end of the phone, you're also going to get a vague response when you move to the close. You want to get as specific as possible with them. Tell me more about that. And if they don't know, I remember going to my first coach and being like, I don't know what I want. I just know how I want to feel. That can work too. They may not know the exact career they want or what their, you know, ideal life looks like. They may not have all the answers, but they may be able to tell you how they want to feel. They may be able to tell you some things that they see, but don't let them be vague, because that is not going to help you when you go to the close. And you're going to understand once we get to the close why this is not helpful for you. So once you have all of the information, as much information as possible, you're going to move into the asking and answering questions. So asking your prospect, what questions do you have for me so far? Or what have you heard so far about coaching? Because remember, if you've moved through the fact-finding properly, you've also begun to weave in some of the components of your package, right? So what have you heard so far that excites you, right? Have them, again, kind of selling themselves. Like, what are you most looking forward to when we start working together? What questions do you still have? And if you're just getting started, you may not have a bunch of FAQs, but this would be really helpful to have in your script as well. Like, what are some questions or frequently asked questions that you get when you are talking about your services? And make sure you have the answers to those in your script so that they're easily accessible. So, what are some of your clients, prospective clients' FAQs? Have them for reference. I can tell you everyone's going to ask about price. Everyone's going to ask, how much time does this take? Everyone's going to ask, like, where do we meet or how do we connect? People are going to ask, how long is the relationship? Any of those type of logistical information often, if not always, comes up. So be prepared, have some of those FAQs in your template, in your script, so that you can easily answer those questions. And then this is where typically the presenting of the offer comes pretty naturally, because you have begun weaving in how your service is going to be the solution to their problem. You have gone through some of the features and the benefits. You have a full understanding of why they got on the phone with you in the first place. And so this is the section where you invite the prospect to work with you in some capacity. So maybe it's a 3-month package, a group program, course, intensive, retreat, whatever. The goal is to get your prospect in the right offer. So I do know many service providers have different things. I was actually in a holistic health office the other day, and I sat with this woman in a consultation, and they had so many offers on their website. I truly had no clue what would be the best fit for me. And she listened to me for like 45 minutes as I rambled on and on about everything that I needed. And she was like, "This is the perfect package for you." She was like, "This is the perfect program for you." And she had taken such good notes. And she was like, "It's going to solve this problem. It's going to solve this problem. We're going to get to the bottom of this. And it comes with this support so that you won't have to deal with XYZ again." Sold and paid in full. Because she confidently told me, like, "This is going to solve your problem." And I believe her, and I paid for it in full. So this is the part where you have to come in and say, based on everything that you have shared with me, your goals, your vision, what becomes possible, I would love to support you in insert relationship package course or whatever. I am certain, or I'm 100% sure, that working together will help you accomplish this. Don't just say everything you want. Don't be vague. Be exact. It's going to help you lose that last 10 pounds. It's going to help you get in a position to find the man of your dreams. It's going to help you close more sales. It's going to help you create high powerful or high converting powerful content. It's going to help you be an excellent coach. It's going to help you be able to sleep at night or stop overthinking or whatever all of those specific things are, those specific problems that your prospect wants to solve. I can promise you that this is the perfect fit. This is the thing that is going to make all the difference in your life. So you want to present your offer like that. Not how would it feel if you decided to sign up for this. They already know. You already went through that. No more of that. No more of this, like, how would it feel? No, you're going to confidently come in there as whatever service you're providing or product you are selling. You are going to say, "After everything I have heard today, you need to be in this space with me. You are the perfect client for this program. And here's why." The exact things that you said you wanted to work on are the exact things that we work on in this program. Okay? You're matching up everything. And then you want to have some big claims, or you want to have some examples of how working with you makes all the difference. So you're going to present the offer to them. At this point, they may be like, "Sure, here's my credit card." Or they may say, "But I'm nervous." Or like, "Do you have any success rates?" Or, you know, they'll maybe ask how it would be the perfect fit, or why do you say that, or what has you saying that. This is where you need to be clear on the working with you difference and also your big claims. So this is where you need examples of why working with you is different than the other things they have tried. For example, if you're doing live one-on-one sessions or a live course, this is going to be way different than those digital courses that you have taken and forgot about or purchased and forgot about. There's built-in accountability. It's live. We meet weekly. There's no more waiting around. There's accountability, whatever those things are. What makes working with you different? And then you also need to describe 2 to 3 big claims in detail. So you have to be able to, probably with anonymity, like, don't say, "My client so-and-so did exactly this and she's from here and blah, blah, blah." No, but I'm happy to share with you that I had a client who came into this course in a very similar situation with you, as you. She had been running her business for a year. She was closing very little sales. She was losing her confidence, and she was really considering going back to her old job. But she joined this live course. She 100% committed to it. She showed up for class and she did everything that was advised to her. And since then, she has done over $25,000 in sales, which is more than she had already made in the entire year up until that point. I had another client who actually had stepped away from her business for 2 years. And after she had a baby, she decided, you know what? I really don't want to be back at work. I want to be running my business. I loved my business. I just was running into this sales issue. And within joining our course, she closed $8,000 of sales in 8 weeks. Those are two actual examples, but you need to have your big claims. You can keep them anonymous, but you need to have them on hand. In coach training, we have some huge claims and we always keep them on hand. People want to know that it's possible. People want to know that other women have done it. I would never hire someone or take a course where I did not know that some people were successful. And I'm a realist. I know everybody's not successful. I've taken courses that had huge claims, but did I show up fully and complete the materials and expect to get one? No. So you don't have to worry about if this exact person is going to do what that exact person did, but do you have the container or the service or the product or the offer that has created this result for certain individuals? You need to highlight those certain individuals. In our course that we have coming up, Six-Figure Sales, where we're going to be diving into this and essentially reworking your entire sales process, we also have what we call the Get Hired Guarantee. So if you have anything like that, I definitely don't recommend refunds when it comes to services. But if you have any type of guarantee built in, so the Get Hired Guarantee says if you 100% commit, that means you actually show up to class live, you submit your materials on time, and you do all of the actions that we give you in the course. If you don't get hired, then we will work with you one-on-one until you do. So you'll get weekly one-on-one coaching sessions until you do. And let me tell you, we have never had to use that. So, but again, you need to figure out if there's anything like that. In coach training, we have the 14-day satisfaction guarantee. I always just tell people too, like, if we're getting into coaching or if we're getting into this and it's not working for you, we're going to have open communication about it and we're going to solve this problem, right? So that may be something you want to highlight as well if people are nervous about the investment. So that could be a working with you difference as opposed to a big claim, but you need both. You need both and you need to have them on hand. You need to be ready to talk about how amazing you are and why working with you is the best thing that ever happened. And then you're going to close them. This is where I used to become a big fat loser, in my first calls. I wrote an email to our list about this the other day. I lost $18,000 in sales in my first 30 days as a coach. That was 10 sales calls. Valued at $18,000. If I had closed them all, that's how much I would have made that month. But guess how much I closed? Zero. And the main reason I wasn't closing the sale was because I wasn't asking for it. I would go through presenting the offer and I would say like, oh yeah, I have this program or I do this, or like I do offer 3-month coaching packages. And then I would say, I'll send you the information in an email. Let me know what you think. Don't do it that way, boys and girls. Don't do it that way. You want to make the invitation on the call. The chances of you closing someone after the call go down tremendously. You want to ask for the sale on the call. Sure, you might have to email them the details or the contract or something, but you want to be prepared to enroll your client on the call. In this script, you want to have your payment links already, because if you're following this, it's an easy copy paste. Hey, are you in front of your computer right now? I'm going to send you over the link to sign up. Or, hey, do you have your phone in hand? I'm going to text you over the link to enroll. Yes, we're going to do it right here so I can make sure you have everything that you need to get started. You're going to get the welcome email. You're going to get this, that, and the other thing. Let's do it together right now so I can celebrate with you. Okay. Here's a few different ways to say that. Which payment plan works best for you? Like you said, this is the perfect time to get started on your blank goal. We can get you on the calendar this week. Can I help you sign up right now? I'd love to celebrate with you and help you get this set up today. Cheers. Let's do it. The first thing that you need to do to get signed up is, and of course, people might ask you about payment plans, whatever. If you want to pay in full, you're going to save this amount. Totally up to you. Most of my clients do. Whatever you want to say. Whatever. It's based on your offers, not mine. I didn't even like to get a pay in full when I was coaching. I loved a payment plan. I loved steady monthly income, but that's up to you. So you're going to, in this script, you're going to write out your possible closes. And of course, you need to be familiar with your own payment options, but you want to have them or at least invite them to sign up on the phone. Here's the thing about this. You're not going to close 100% of people on the first call. Honestly, I think the stats around this are like maybe 10% or so that close on the first call, but it depends how much you followed up with them in between. Depends how warm of a lead they are. There's a lot of factors there. But the best thing, obviously, is you can get them enrolled on the call. That's top tier, chef's kiss, number one game plan of any sales call. But the other beautiful thing about asking for the close live on the call is that it gives them the opportunity to voice the unspoken objection. So you may have presented the offer. They may have said, that sounds great. And then you say, awesome, I'd love to get you signed up today. And they're going to say either yes, or they're going to say, well, I'm not really sure if I can do this right now. I'm, you know, in school, or I'm a single mom, or money's tight. Now you know what you're working with. Now you know what the objection is. I need to talk to my husband or partner or XYZ or parents. If they don't say yes on the call, it's going to lead you to your objection, which gives you time now and space to coach them on the objection. If you just say, okay, great, I'm going to send you the information in an email and, you know, maybe you'll sign up, maybe you won't. You're not even going to get that objection out of them. Like if they say they need to wait or something like that, then it gives you the opportunity to deepen the conversation and move into handling those objections. So if they are unable to make the decision to enroll, I'd love to coach you or work with you a little bit on the block that you're having around getting started. Do you have an extra 5, 10, 15 minutes? Great. And then in the script, it gives you a script to walk through with them. But ultimately, you want to get to the bottom of their objection. So if they say that money is an issue, we give you, you know, how to handle money objections. Like, I really want to do this. I just don't have the money right now. I hear you. Most people don't have a budget set aside for XYZ. With some of my clients, we actually work together to create that money that they need for this. Do you often feel like you don't have the money for you, what you want in your life or for what's valuable to you? What are your money goals for the upcoming year? What's in the way of getting those into place? You want to work with them on the objections. Like, money objection is actually one of my favorite objections to work with because it's so solvable. I know you might be thinking I'm crazy, but money is a resource that a lot of people have a lot of. And if you don't, you need to problem solve on how to get it. And that can be a really fun and empowering conversation to have with your prospects. The key to making it not cringy and salesy and weird and like, oh my God, I don't want to tell them to put it on a credit card. Okay, first of all, why? Why? A lot of people prefer, myself included, to use a credit card because I get the points and the travel rewards and all of that. But beside the point, you're not going to say, well, you should put it on a credit card. You're going to say, as your, you know, future coach or consultant or mentor or whatever, my job is to work with you to remove the blocks that are getting in the way of you having XYZ. Do you have 5 minutes to talk about the money block? Do you want to get creative here? Do you want to have to never get on a phone call again and say, I can't afford it? Great, let's get to work. How can you create the income that you need to change your life? This could be income, time, any of the objections. We give you some examples in the sales script template. But if you are getting the same objections over and over, you might want to sketch out some of your own responses, but these are a good start. Another one we get, can you send me more information? Of course I can. First, you're agreeing. Don't forget that. Of course I can send you more information. What specifically are you looking to know? Because this is also going to break it down and say like, okay, often when you get to the end of a consultation or a sales call and you think the person is going to sign up and they don't, it's because you haven't asked the right questions to get to the unspoken objection. And so having some of this language is going to help you get there. One of the things that you need to remember though, is not to just get off the phone because you're uncomfortable. I've seen this and I have observed thousands at this point of sales calls of people. And the moment things get a little bit uncomfortable could be the moment that you grow or it's the moment that you give up. We know this in any context. Your job as the practitioner or the coach or the service provider is to be with the discomfort. Stay inside of the conversation. When you end the conversation because you are uncomfortable, you do a disservice to your future client and you do a disservice to yourself. So in giving you the script and giving you this template that also goes through handling some common objections, the goal is to stay inside of the conversation a little bit longer. And if you cannot close, if you cannot move through the objections with the client on that call, you want to schedule a follow-up with them. You want to say, okay, great. We talked about a lot of things. You have a few action steps to take from this call. Let's put a call on the calendar 2 weeks from today and see what you've been able to get to. Great. Let's lock it in right now. Okay. Now remember, I love sales. I teach sales. I'm good at sales. So I'm going through this pretty quickly. And I'm also probably to some of you who have a weird relationship to sales, I may sound a little bit cold. Sorry. But the reality is that it is a step-by-step process and it doesn't have to be so emotional for you. Now, sales are often an emotional decision for the buyer, but it's actually your job as the seller to stay less in your emotions, if not in them at all. Like it is not in service of your prospect for you to absorb their fears or their emotions inside of a sales call. And again, you might think it sounds a little bit cold and non-empathetic, but I can promise you that ultimately the best work that I can do is in a container in which a client pays for. And that's the same for you. And you need to believe that for yourself. The thing here is that price really only matters in the absence of value. So if you are undervaluing your service or your offer, then you are probably also overdoing it on the sales calls. You are probably giving away too much for free, spending too much time coaching and not enough time closing. You have to believe that the real magic happens inside the paid container because it does. If you wanted to work for free, you wouldn't have a business. And I know some of these are harsh realities, but the reality is that in order to have your business running, in order to make money in your business, you need to learn how to sell and you need to learn how to sell effectively. And that does not mean that you are cold or robotic on a sales call. It simply means that you stick to the process and you stick to the plan and you follow the steps in a research-based, high-converting sales call layout. You can use this script to do this, but you have to practice. You have to practice. Practice yourself, practice in the mirror, practice with a friend, but you need to practice moving through the objections. You need to practice staying inside of the uncomfortable, potentially uncomfortable conversations. But a lot of those uncomfortable conversations are simply avoided if you do a really great job in the fact-finding section. If you're doing a really great job in the fact-finding section, your prospect is basically going to be selling themselves on your service or offer in the call. they are going to be the ones doing so much talking about what they need and why they need you that it's a much easier close. However, if you miss a step, if you skip a step, you're not going to have the information you need to be able to close them effectively because you're not going to know what they really want. You're not going to know what it's really worth to them. And you're not going to know how their life is going to change by actually getting that, right? Like you're selling something deeper than the title of your course or your program or your service. You're selling the transformation that they want. Most people aren't going to care how many sessions are included. Do I get a free little workbook? Is it on Zoom or on the phone? Or do I get this or that? Is it printable? Is it fillable? They care about what's going to happen at the end. I signed this pay in full health coaching thing, nutrition coaching thing a couple days ago. I didn't even read everything that was included. I mean, I skimmed it. But I just said, these are the issues that we're solving for. Can you guarantee me that if I show up to every single thing that you say, I'm going to get these results? She said, no. But she said a lot of women just like you did. And so she was like, everybody is different. But I can promise you that a lot is going to change if you stick to this protocol and if you do these things. But she said, you're the one who goes home every day. You're the one who is going to have to make the right food choices and supplement choices and all this. And she said, if you can do that, then I can guarantee you'll see results. And that's going to be similar to how you close. People are going to want to be reassured. And that's where you can also set some expectations and say, listen, here's how working with me is going to make that difference in your life. But you've also got to show up. You've also got to come to class, or you've got to come to the sessions prepared, or you've got to do the work in between. And if you can get there, they're going to be selling themselves on why they need it and why they need you. So I hope this is helpful. I hope that you feel a little bit more confident, if not a lot more confident, in using a script. If you've never used one before and this is your first, you know, take on it, this is your first time kind of sketching in your answers into this template, try it. Try it. Revise it as you go. I don't know how many times we've revised our sales script over the year, dozens upon dozens, because we get different types of questions based on what's going on in the world. We get different types of questions based on different offers that we have, but you want to follow this layout. And honestly, if you didn't tweak any of those questions, you would probably still feel more comfortable on your calls and you would probably have a higher close rate. So have fun. I know that sales can be a weird thing depending on your relationship to money. It can be a weird thing depending on your background. I was a public school teacher. I didn't think I could sell a damn thing. I could barely get my kids to come to school with their homework or a sharp pencil, but there was learning. I could learn the skill. You can learn the skill too. You've got to practice, you've got to commit, and you have to understand truly if this is the breakdown in your business and commit to solving it. So six-figure sales applications are open this week only. I don't know when you're listening to this, but if it's on or around October 17th through 23rd, go to innerglowcircle.com/closer. This course is $29.97. That's $2,997. And I will say it proudly because all of our students have gotten a return on investment that have gone through this course. If for some reason you show up fully, you do all the work and you do not get hired, we have a get hired guarantee, which means that myself and my co-teacher in this course, Samantha Sinnett, who's also our director of sales, who's been on this podcast a bunch of times so far, one of us will work with you one-on-one every single week until you get hired. We are that confident in this sales training. We are that confident in the results that we've seen in this course. innerglowcircle.com/closer if you want to apply. It is by application only, so you're honestly just do it now. We got you, and it's going to be fun. I know I'm intense, but there's humor. There's fun. Think about that for yourself in your sales calls. Bring a little bit of you into it. That's why they're on the phone anyway. It's because of you. All right, share this with someone you know who needs help selling, and hopefully I'll see some of you in six-figure sales. Bye, everybody.
Let's face it, the world needs you and your clients are waiting.
This is the year you make it happen and become a six-figure certified coach doing exactly what you were called to do.
If you loved this episode, give us a 5-star review and share it with someone else who's ready to make moves and answer their calling.
We can't wait to see you next week and help you make your first or your next six figures as a certified coach.